for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Jennifer Slattery, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Exodus 17:11.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's Bible verse is Exodus 17:11. As long as Moses held up his hands, the Israelites were winning. But whenever he lowered his hands, the Amalekites were winning. It's hard to trust someone we don't know. Or maybe to phrase it differently, the more we know someone, assuming they're trustworthy, of course, the more we come to trust them. And one of the best ways to get to know someone is by doing life with them. Throughout the Exodus, as God led his people through desert places and unexpected crises, his greatest work wasn't providing them with the water and the food that they needed. It wasn't defeating their enemies. As important as those things were for their survival, God was crafting his greatest, most beautiful, enduring work of all within human hearts. He was taking a group of oppressed and beaten down people. He was chiseling away at their orphan tendencies, their tendency to feel alone and fatherless, their tendency to feel as if they had to navigate life's challenges all on their own, relying on themselves. And he was teaching them to live as his dependent, loved, and sufficiently cared for children, a people group who would know who to turn to during times of crises. They needed to learn to run to God, to trust in and rely on his care, to keep their hands raised towards him. The incident surrounding today's verse occurred 1 month after God had liberated his people from slavery and oppression. So not a lot of time had passed for their worldview to shift. And the people's journey had not been easy or peaceful. In the span of 30 days, they had had to face their frailty and their morality on numerous occasions. They had had to face numerous situations that left them feeling powerless, when really, if left on their own, they never would have survived. And through every encounter, they caught a glimpse of their God, a God that many probably felt had long forgotten them, and the God that many of them had probably long forgotten. The God who revealed himself as their deliverer, their warrior savior, when he rescued them from their oppressors in Egypt, who revealed himself as their protector when they found themselves trapped with a body of water on one side and a well-armed, well-trained army charging towards them on chariots on the other side. Terrified, the unarmed, the untrained Israelites felt certain they and their children were about to be slaughtered, and they would have been, if not for God. That was when they encountered the God of heaven's armies. He formed a cloud of darkness between them and their enemies. He parted the Red Sea so that all his people, the weakest and the slowest among them, could cross over on dry ground. And then God swept their enemies into the sea. Next, he led them into the wilderness, into the desert, to reveal himself as their attentive provider. He miraculously supplied the people with meat, with bread, and with water, everything they would need to survive. These people who had maybe heard of God through stories passed on from one generation to the next, now they began to experience him personally in their times of greatest need. In the span of 30 days, they had personally encountered their deliverer, their protector, their defender, and their provider, such powerful, undeniable truths. truths they now needed to learn to live in, to rely on. And that's when we get to today's verse, which states, as long as Moses held up his hands, the Israelites were winning. But whenever he lowered his hands, the Amalekites were winning. Moses had to keep his hands raised as a clear example of his dependence on God. This was a posture and a symbol of prayer and dependence. Victory came not through the Israelites' strength, through their power, through their strategic planning, but instead through their surrender. That was how they would survive every battle, with their arms raised in humbled obedience to and reliance on their deliverer, their protector, their defender, Almighty God. That can be a hard lesson to learn sometimes, can't it? It's one thing to know intellectually that God is our all-powerful, sovereign provider and protector. It can be super hard to live in those truths when we find ourselves in desert places or under attack. But that's how we experience the soul-deep peace that Jesus promised, by letting God be God in every area of our lives. Just as the Israelites did in their battle against the Amalekites. And because of their reliance on God, they found victory. Let's pray. Father God, the Bible tells us again and again that you alone are our provider and protector. You're able to deliver us from our greatest fears. And we've seen your heart displayed throughout Scripture and in our lives as well. The next time we find ourselves unexpectedly under attack, help us to turn to you. Help us to trust in you. Help us to rest in your power and your love. In all the problems and challenges we face, Lord, help us to daily approach you with an attitude of our arms raised, with our hearts turned to you. In the name of your precious, victorious Son, we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Gibbons and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting jenniferslatterylivesoutloud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting gracefox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hello, I'm Adam Comer.
And I'm Ryan Chittister.
And we are the host of Life After Addiction podcast. What we believe is that addiction is not a surprise to God.
That's right. We discuss addiction from a biblical worldview and how true freedom comes through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
Absolute freedom from addiction, the secular worldview of once an addict, always an addict, is just not true. If you or someone you love struggles with addiction, subscribe to Life After Addiction at lifeaudio.com.